Accounting. So what's the trouble with them? They're just trouble, aren't they? They're trouble. I am curious, when we look at our audience here, how many of you do litigation? Raise your hand. Okay. And how many of you do no litigation? All right. So, and I point that out because you'll see sometimes you're going to need a litigator. So those who do litigation, you already have that leg up. But if you don't do any litigation, sometimes these accountings will find you in a place where you're going to need to hire somebody. Why are they so much trouble? Because they involve humans and people. And typically when we have individual guardians of the estate, it is a difficult lesson to learn how to manage somebody else's money as a fiduciary. So even if they're not malicious people, right, they don't necessarily take the right steps. So hopefully the technology works here. All right, this is my view of the beginning. We sit down with our clients in the very beginning, hopefully before you've had your hearing on the guardianship. And you go through the meeting and you give all the detail and all the information and your clients, and they're taking notes and they're nodding their head and they're completely with you. And then you realize they've been beating themselves at tic-tac-toe and they're completely mesmerized by that experience and not by the importance. Inevitably, this meeting is going to come to haunt both of you, meaning you will have remembered it clearly. Most of us who do this probably have a pattern, right? We give our clients the same set of instructions every time, but for them it's brand new, and we are truly speaking a foreign language when we ask someone to take assets that belong to another human and treat them better than you treat your own. You take better care than you would for your own assets. All right, so let's just look at the rules. This is one of those topics that's just heavy in the statute. You've just got to look at Chapter 1163 of the Estates Code. There's no other way around it. You can, of course, perfect your forms, and you should. Most of us probably have really good forms we rely on. Most of the courts we practice in front of also have helpful tips, information, examples, forms. You can go online. This particular group of lawyers, I think we're really good about sharing all of our information with each other. So you can always call a colleague and get their form for an accounting if you're not used to doing that yourself. It begins, and when I make this presentation, I'm assuming really we're talking about that first annual account. Because once you've gotten past year one, you've sorted out all the trouble, and year two is never as bad, three is pretty good. So we begin with the inventory. Now, what's important to remember when you think about the individual involved here, why is the inventory so troublesome? Well, one, your client, the guardian, the day that the judge signed the order, they had 20 days to qualify. That's the longest. And then the inventory is due 30 days after qualification. Qualification date is our anniversary date. So when you think about an individual with probably no experience being a guardian, within 50 days of a hearing, they're expected to give you a complete inventory. The chances of that being accurate are almost zero, unless they don't own anything except like a bank account, right? And they live in a facility. That's the only time that inventory is going to be great. Otherwise, it's going to be riddled with trouble. Your accounting is going to be due 1 year from the anniversary of that date of qualification plus 60 days. So 60 days seems like a lot of time, right? When you think about, you're going to hit that anniversary date and you're going to call that client and you're going to say, great, we have 60 days, get me all your documents. And they sometimes would say, what? What documents? That's when you think back to that, we had a meeting and I watched you take notes. That didn't happen. The other piece to remember in the rules is that this accounting is written. I know I'm saying things that are really obvious to this crowd, but believe it or not, there are some folks who don't appreciate that it is a written exhibit under oath. Your client will swear to what is in the accounting as truthful and accurate. Your accounting is to provide a full and complete examination of the ward's estate and all action that's been taken. And you're going to support that by documents. Just tons and tons of documents, actually. So, and before I forget, I do point this out in the paper. when you're getting ready to supply all your backup documentation, take a moment to find out what that court would like you to do. So very rarely are you filing all that documentation for privacy reasons, and you're going to want to redact bank account numbers, et cetera. But some courts have gotten to where they want things electronically only. Some have gotten to where they want some paper, some things electronically. So figure that out before you go and dump all of the paperwork on your auditor. Practice tips. So through the paper, I scatter these out, but here's just a quick summary of few of the tips that are really helpful. So one, again, meet with your client early and often. And when you have met with your client and gone over their duty is to properly invest these assets, properly safekeep and preserve, and to account and disclose. So make sure you've put these instructions to your client in writing. That's going to come in really handy when you have to revisit this conversation again and your client denies ever having the conversation about what they're supposed to be doing. In other words, do you mean I had to keep all the receipts? Yeah, all the receipts. I had to keep all of the bills? All of the bills. So it's important that you put all this in writing so you can reference it to the client later. Internally, as the lawyer, provide yourself some deadlines. Like, create some checklist for yourself. It's easy to get past that inventory. Your client appears to be great. They're running. They're gathering assets. They're paying bills. And you move on to other cases that have your attention. But that's when you will regret that choice, when you're at that anniversary date and they don't have all the right documentation.